All right, we are in Klal Samach Vav. Yud Beis. Okay, so we've gone through the rules. The main thing really, Yud Aleph, the rule that Kalim become treif, but things cooked in Kalim don't become. It's a unique case. Usually if the Kali is treif, the things cooked in the Kali are also treif. By Bishul Akum, the Kalim are treif, you're not supposed to use them. But if they were used, then what comes out is not treif, because Bishul Akum is Batul Barayv. So when you cook a food and it has blias of the keli, rive of the taste is not from the keli. So you have here, it's a nice riddle. You know, when you have something, the keli matreif, and they're b'nei yayman, and you cook food in them, the food stays kosher, and this is the case. Okay, so let's see your base. Even if it's a ben yayman, right? Even the worst case. A guy shabishal l'chayla b'shabis, if a non-Jew cooked for a chayla on Shabbos, which he's allowed to do, we're talking about chayla sheish besakana. Hatav shel osir, the cooked food is prohibited, l'matzai Shabbos, afilu l'chayla, even for the chayla himself. Im lo shein lo mayalim ma'alecha, unless he has nothing to eat, yesh lahatir. So if a guy cooks food on Shabbos, it's still bishalakum, v'akelim yesh lahatir achar me'is la'is, the kalim we permit after Mesa, afilu b'loi ha'gola, k'nirali. The question is, when a guy cooks for a Jew, beheter, because the chalish yesh besakana, whether that is a din of bishalakum. So he makes a pshara, and he says that that he could wait 24 hours, and it's good enough. In parentheses, he says, since the whole subject of a guy cooking on Shabbos being a shalakum is a machlaikis anyway, so it's enough to be machmir on the kalim for 24 hours. I once had somebody who, it was God, my landlord, when I was first married, and I lived in 57th Street in Borough Park. So my landlord asked me the following shaila. They had a crock pot, and it was set up for Shabbos, and Shabbos began, and they realized it wasn't plugged in. I think he had a chumrah, he used a Shabbos clock, and he had unplugged it to put in the Shabbos clock. It wasn't plugged in. So they had a guy plugged it in. So they wanted to know if it's mutter, if it's al Shabbos, or what a guy does on Shabbos, not allowed to do. So the problem wasn't so much what a guy did on Shabbos as Bishul Akum. He made the whole crockpot treif. When you cook for a chayla is one thing, but here, one cooking for a chayla, the guy was not allowed to cook at all. So it made not only the food was treif, and not only for Shabbos, but for the whole week. But the crock pot was treif as well.
With regard to this Isser of Bishul Akum,
and you keep kosher,
is it an issue of Hutra or Hutra?
A guy cooking on Shabbos?
Forget about cooking on Shabbos. The guy, the Alts Bishul Akum, when we say it's Verachoyla,
it's a nice question. It's a disputed idea whether when a guy cooks, or even a Jew cooks on Shabbos, the truth is, the dispute is when a Jew does malacha on Shabbos for a guy, for a chayla, if that's hutray hutcha. There are a number of nafkaminis, hutray hutcha, if riba bishur is muta. But if a guy does it, that's hutra. That's hutra, because in the original gezeira, a guy is not only allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, even for a chayla sheyim by sakana. The isra of emir la'akum doesn't apply for even a chayla sheyim by sakana. A chayla is not in danger, but for his physical comfort, a guy could do any malacha. Chazal didn't forbid a guy doing malacha for a chayla.
So why is the tavshil also matzah
Shabbos? Not because of bishul akum, because it's a tray for tavshil that you're allowed to give a chayla. It's chutzah to give to a chayla, but matzah Shabbos for others to eat it. That's a problem.
So you really don't have to throw out
the crock pot? Well, we're makel by Bishul Akum to kasha even klei cheres with three hagolas. By Bishul Akum, we're makel, he said that, I think, in Yud Aleph, that by klei cheres we allow kashering. Okay.
So anyway, it would have been rive. We say rive would matter it anyway.
That's b'diyev. You can't lachat chila if you cook food.
What I'm just saying is that once you already have that as a hefet, so you could put in water every few days. So you're saying three
agolas
would have done the trick anyway.
Three agolas, yeah. Because there's a sheet that three agolas works, we rely on it by Bishul Akum.
But
Why is it aser?
Matzah
Shabbos, if he can get other food. Because we only give a chayla tray for food if we have no kosher available.
We're talking here where he has other food.
He says, "Imlo shein lo malecho." Unless he has nothing else to eat, then yesh lahat.
We're talking about kosher food. Are you talking about?
It's kosher food, but a guy cooked it. That makes it treif.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so if you have other food to cook, a Jew could cook. Okay, Yud Gimel, pay rice, kaidim shenis bashlu. Well, we had the rule that things that are edible raw, it is no bishalakum. So if you take an apple and a guy cooks a cooked apple, it's not bishalakum because it's something edible raw. So the question is, peiros kaidim shenis bashlu. Kaidim before, this bashlu here means before they became ripe. Ke'egoizim, like nuts. Every nut I know is ripe. No. So I don't know, apparently there's such a thing as unripe nuts, or piyaisaban. Shena necholam chayim, like chestnuts. Chestnuts, you can't eat chestnuts raw.
Right.
You have to cook them. So afilu al yidei dechak, and they're not edible raw, even if you're pressed, even if it's difficult. Shematagnin oisa, and the derech is to fry, to roast them or to fry them. Ho umnin, the professionals, betzukr, asurin mishum bishul shal nachrim. They're also because of bishalakum. Avalam nasa yidei kfisha betzukr, but if it's only pickled, even with a sweet mixture of butter, it's not cooked. V'musafik muta kachosafik drabanan loisha reib nasa yidei bishal. If you're not sure if it was cooked or pickled, you can eat it. Right, when we were kids, we used to go down Manhattan, we used to buy the chestnuts, used to hold them in our hands, and now nowadays they're treif. Those days they were kosher. So we didn't want to worry about bishalakum and chestnuts, because chestnuts are not served at Shulchan Malachim. We said one of the rules of bishalakum is it has to be served on Shulchan Malachim.
Served outside the street.
That's the only place I see it. There may be others who would like it.
Chestnuts was an Austrian delicacy.
Austrian delicacy, really? Is it still? The German Jews?
My grandfather was
the chestnuts,
we
really.
We always served chestnuts on Shabbos.
Oh, really? Wow. They're good only hot, they're good cold too.
No, my mom made it for sauce. She made it
chestnut sauce, really.
This is a good show. What happens in America, it's...
You're the only one who introduces what you say. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Because in America, nobody eats chestnuts, and surely now, if anything, they eat it in the street. But in Austria...
So it does go according to the Minhag HaMakom. Yeah, if you would roast them in Austria and bring them, you still do? You still have chestnuts?
Yeah.
Chestnut sauce.
Well, you combine all the chestnuts in a bag, make it into a sauce. Yeah.
Hey, make chestnuts into a sauce.
My wife doesn't. She has a recipe for my mother.
It can't be sugar, because if, let's say, another king comes to Austria, they're not eating that.
They serve whatever they serve. You like it or you don't. They, okay. You're Dalit. All right, let's talk about an American delicacy. You're Dalit. Shechar, beer. Shel akum, made by a guy. You allowed to use beer made by a guy?
Of course,
right? Why? We know he's. I don't know.
I know we've
been Coors. But why? It's not owned by Jews. They don't have Bishul Yisrael there. Whose hafshah does it have that they allow Bishul Akum?
Okay.
Shecha Shel akum, beer made by a guy. Bein shel tfua, whether it's wheat, bein shel teinim, if it's figs, I want to tell you, if they give you fig beer, stay away. I went to a Shalom Zacher by Rabbi Katz on 24th Street. So I went there and, he wanted to give me beer. I say, give me beer with a hechsher. None of the beers have a hechsher. So he says, I have beer with a hechsher. Fig beer. He pours me this syrupy, fig beer, which, I don't know if it was a brach levatol or not, but, I took a little sip and I told him, well, maybe I'll take the Budweiser, anyway, apparently people liked it. Apparently. Bein shel teinim, or shel dvash, or made from hari, shekar and med. It's interesting. Med is mentioned in all the earlier, just 100, 200, 300 years ago. Med was a regular honey type of drink. And I had never heard about it until somebody who drank it. I had a neighbor named Brody who, Shavalichtika Gan Eden, he was, when I moved into the neighborhood, he was a neighbor of mine a few houses over. He had learned in Tells, in the real Tells. Tells, when Tells was in Lithuania, was it, or in Poland?
Tells was Tells.
Tells was Tells. So he, in Lithuania he was. So I asked him, it came Pesach time, and there's this whole tumult, are you allowed to use grape juice? You're not allowed to use grape juice, it has to be wine. I asked him, what did they do in Tells? Did they use grape juice or wine? So he was in a wheelchair then, an older Yid. And when I asked him that, he started laughing. He thought it was the funniest question in the world. He said, beer and litta, rather wine and litta. He said, you had to have a prescription to get wine. Wine was from the drugstore as a painkiller. Wine was so expensive that no, it was rationed. Nobody could get it. So he used to save up prescriptions so that the Rosh Yeshiva could have wine for the Seder. Everybody else, what they used? They used med. That's the only time I heard of med. They used this med stuff. So, okay. Shekayin med. Afagav de'ein b'zeh isser mishum bishulam.
So it's Chamar Medina?
Now, it was there. They didn't have Coke. They didn't have wine. They didn't have grape juice. They didn't have orange juice or apple juice. They had med. They used Chamar Medina. They had nothing else. Litta was very, it was a very poor, very, very poor. I mean, the people die from starvation on Litta. The, Afagav de'ein b'zeh isser mishum bishulam, even though it's no isser bishalakum, afilu b'fishal tfua. Now, if it's made from figs, which are edible raw, there's certainly no isser. Even if it's made from wheat, which is not edible raw, shari ein kanela hamayim, b'lo ya tfua. Because the essence of a beer is water, and the tfua gives taste into the water of a harayshim, orchel of shahakol, v'loibedu mizainis. We don't make mizainis on beer, even though it's made from barley. Afilochi asu chacham mimishum chasnus. To drink with a guy, they acid alts chasnus, alts socializing. They only forbade it drinking it in a bar, a place where it's sold. Shkavei asmi lishtais beveis hagoi. But to sit and drink beer with a guy, that's asr mishum chasnus. However, but the food is not asr. Avol mehevi ashechel abesa, you bring beer home, or shtil zabesa guy lishtais mishum tzame, or you go there and you're thirsty, so you take a cup, you're not sitting and partying with him. Or shalon bebesa guy, or you're staying in a guy's hotel and he has beer. Mutu lishtais bein lishleach liktais b'mokim acher, whether you purchase it elsewhere, bein shashayse mishalach sanyo, you buy from the hotel, mutu. Even though the custom is to drink beer even in a non-Jew's house, it's appropriate not to drink alcoholic drinks together with a guy. Now, Shulchan Aruch really only asks wine, drinking wine with goyim, but beer, it's roi lahachmir.
Why don't we say the same by Pasakum? If you're not eating it with the Akum, there's no issue of
chasnus.
Why can't you have it somewhere?
Because Pasakum, it's forbidden because it's baked by a guy or cooked by a guy. Here, it has nothing to do with the food. We're talking about perfectly mutadika wine. It could be kedem wine, but you're not supposed to drink it together with a guy. It's partying. There's something about drinking with other people. It's not the same.
But
as,
other than the chasnus,
it's chamar.
Isn't it because you're afraid of?
We said really two things: chasnus and treifus. It was both.
It's both.
But even chasnus alone it would be. Right, we said pasakum is al chasnus because bread is the staple of a meal, and bishalakum is for both reasons.
So for pas, then it should really be like.
Right, so Herbie's asking why they forbade pas because of chasnus and wine because of chasnus. So they're really two different issur. In pas, the food becomes not kosher, and by wine, it's the idea of drinking with them, the camaraderie of drinking with them. They're two different issur from two different periods of time.
Why would beer be different than wine? Drinking
alcohol. Wine.
A bar is
the ruffian's drink, and wine is the fine person's drink. There's a certain, it's a different level. You're drinking beer is a bum's drink, and drinking wine. I mean, sometimes you bum around, but it's not the same as wine, which is a more expensive drink, and it's more, a queen's type of meal. He says, "Uchazeh b'secha shemasi." Have a yayin tapuchin, wine made from apples, b'sharpeiris mutter. The davar sheni matzil gazru, mechain coffee or chocolada, chocolate. Mutalish tais beisagai. You could drink beisagai means at a Starbucks and in a bar. You could drink these things. They're forbidden. They only forbade wine and toiv lahachmer on beer. Achba beisain rabbis manazeh kamo kukulim ba mizeh. Many kukulim came from drinking with gai and will befrat lishtais kava im cholav shu isagamer. He means here as the iser of cholav akum. Bavach deizeh. What's that the next word? Chas v'shalom. But boim li deiz nus ki yadua. When you party with them, it could lead to improper behavior. Tiz nus. Alkein kol asher boi reyach tayre yarchik mizeh malichnais lebatem lishtais ezeh mashke she'iyah. Don't drink with them in their drinking places. Take it home, drink it at home, but not to sit and drink together with them. So this is the... strictly forbidden is only wine in a bar with a goyim. Other alcoholic things, it says, Roy Labal Nefesh Laharachik. I think I must have mentioned to you somebody, the person I asked who called me with the Shiloh was a Rav who had been asked to Shiloh. He has a mispalel who married a Giyiris. And her parents were coming over for a meal. So he asked me whether he's allowed to drink wine with them. The whole prohibition is he might marry their daughter. And he did. So he asked me if it's what I think, if it's
the problem is that somebody's baby's wine.
Yeah, okay. So it has to be a kosher wine.
Wine, it has to be a kosher wine, and bought kosher wine. Are you allowed to drink with that?
Right, so that's it's instant to drink. I don't know about the Ger Shaila, but typically the truth is that the Isser is only Bibotei Heaven, a Jew's home. The Isser drinking wine with them doesn't apply. It goes against the spirit of it, but what they forbade was drinking in a bar in a guy's home, drinking with them. That was the gathering.
Is this relevant to from people who work and they get invited to holiday parties with them?
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I don't have the Yetzer Hara. I don't understand why a Jew would go to an Xmas party where for centuries it was an opportunity to kill Jews.
They call it a holiday party.
Yeah, I understand. But everyone knows an Xmas party, you know, they don't. Except for this year when Pesach comes out. Xmas comes out on the 25th. We have, you know, the city has security guards. They allocated $2 million so yeshivas could have security guards. So they have these guys sitting there with a lectern and they're sitting there. I'm telling you, they look like they're on drugs. A guy like spaced out, he's sitting there, he's a guard, you know. And, so he asked me, do we have off Xmas? He says Xmas, you know. So I said, well, we have off the 25th. It happens to be Sunday Hanukkah. And we have off the 25th and not the 26th. He says, we don't have off the 26th. I said, no, we don't have off the 26th. We're religious, you know. It's really the 25th. So I'm very disappointed. But I don't know. Yeah, you shouldn't drink wine with them. I mean, going to a party and not drinking is, I assume the party is mostly food. I don't know if the food's kosher. But
isn't there a Shiloh going to play with the drinking wine?
If they're drinking and you don't drink, it's okay.
But to be in a place where they're drinking wine, isn't this also an Indian?
It's only if a person drinks along. On the contrary, the not drink, the whole idea of the not drinking is to leave a little bit of space between you and them. And that's the idea.